Very happy to communicate with you, and I would like to welcome you visually as well in this meeting, because it is our duty to inform all our counterparts for what is happening in our area. I am addressing you from Thessalonica. I'm an MP in Thessalonica, the second largest city in Greece, after the capital, of course. In our parliament, do you receive the translation? Can you hear us? So, in our parliament, in the Hellenic Parliament, the issues of foreign policy and national defense are under the same committee, the Committee on National Defense and Foreign Affairs. Today, after an address of the Greek PM, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, a lockdown has been declared all over Greece due to the problems that we face with COVID in Europe, all over the world, and in Greece, of course, which compel us to take extraordinary measures to face the pandemic. The Hellenic Parliament is working via video conferences and some extraordinary meetings and sessions. Mr. President, I am a colleague of yours. I am a journalist and attorney at law, and from 2000 I have been an MP in Thessalonica. And I am responsible for the Committee on National Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm the president of this committee, and I'm very happy that I have this opportunity to exchange some views with you.
Thank you very much for your very kind words. Dear Konstantinos, I'm very happy to have the chance of meeting you and exchanging some views.
Yes, the sound is fine. We can go on, sir.
So,
would you like to add something, Mr. President?
Please go ahead.
So, the reason I asked for this meeting, following the letter I sent you 2 months ago, approximately, in which we mentioned, the Hellenic Parliament mentioned, the flagrant contesting and violation of sovereign rights of Cyprus and Greece by Turkey. So the reason I asked for this meeting is in order to exchange views, but mainly talk to you about, inform you about what is happening in the area of the Mediterranean and Southeastern Aegean on behalf of Turkey, which constitute a blatant transgression, a blatant violation of international law and the law of the sea. And I would like to thank officially Portugal on behalf of the Hellenic Parliament for the very positive stance, the very positive attitude in which you face these issues, both in the summit meeting of the EU and on any other occasion, whenever Greece raises these issues of Turkish provocations and provocative behavior. So, at the first stage, I would like to dwell on the fact that the relations between our two countries are excellent. And because we believe very, very strongly in parliamentary diplomacy, and we try to meet our counterparts and exchange views. So I would like to tell you that so far we have had a series of contacts, and I'm very happy that today we can meet with you, since your country in a short while will be responsible for the presidency of the EU. So we would like to have you in kept informed about all this. And I would like to thank warmly for the practical assistance to our issues. For instance, the participation of Portugal in the Poseidon operation for the guarding of European borders, since the Greek borders on the eastern side of Europe are the European borders. So before proceeding, Mr. President, I would like to ask about the situation regarding the pandemic, regarding COVID in Portugal.
Thank you very much. Well, the situation is now becoming more serious, following a pattern which is common to the European Union and the rest of the world. And obviously it has impacted very negatively, not only in our social fabric and our economic life, but also in political affairs. The fact that we are only having now this meeting reflects very much the disruption that the pandemic caused in the normal works of our parliament. We are still trying to figure out a way of going back to some form of normality, because our works have been very much disturbed by this situation. You know, Mr. Chairman, I had the privilege of meeting last week with your ambassador here in Lisbon, who gave me all the documentation, all the documents I would need to have a more detailed comprehension of the situation in the Eastern Mediterranean. We followed that situation very closely. We are very much aware it is a decisive question of the interest of the whole European Union, and we have very much been interested in knowing what are the steps that the European Union as a whole should be taking in order to protect the primacy of international law and sea law, and also our common interests. You are perhaps aware that we are also in Portugal going through a discussion within the United Nations in order to see the recognition of our own rights in the Atlantic related to the continental shelf, the recognition of the continental shelf, not only including the islands. So there is a huge, there is a symmetrical situation between the Portuguese position backed by international law and your own position backed as well by international law. So we also have an indirect issue on this matter, an indirect interest on this matter, because it is for ourselves as well is very important that legality prevails. Your ambassador provided me with additional information which allows me, which I have sent to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee, so that they can all benefit from the explanations provided on Turkish actions in order to alter the status quo in the region without engaging in any meaningful dialogue in order to settle the border issue, the sea borders. I would like also to take this opportunity to tell you that we are now trying to go on with the Mediterranean groups, which was created within the framework of the different presidencies, a group which was very much the result of Greek initiative. And in those days, of course, the reason for the creation of this MED group was the refugee and migration problems which Greece was facing in a very large scale. And now the group has a new raison d'être, because we have we deal with this situation in the Eastern Mediterranean and the Aegean Sea, and we are still dealing with the problem of the refugees coming from Africa and from the Middle East. We are going to try to give to breathe new life into this MED club during the Portuguese presidency. So I would like also to invite you to use this fora, which has been a very useful and fora for informal debate of these questions with colleagues coming from all other Mediterranean countries. And I think it has the potential of playing a more relevant role, because we see that the European Union, we are witnessing the appearance of groups within the European Union based on certain visions of what the European common endeavor, the European project should be, and also very, very following very closely their own agenda and their own interests. And I think it is time for the South to create opportunities of discussion that bring us closer together and increase our common political weight when we are discussing issues of our common interest. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, we will participate in all these fora with great pleasure. Besides, we have a common cause. We are countries of the South, and a lot of common elements unite us beyond the common European policy that we try to put into practice in many areas. I fully share your point, and I agree about some countries of the EU which follow a different course and a different agenda. But especially as regards the migration issue, Greece knows much better than many other countries of the big European family what it means for a country to be a reception country and actually the gateway to Europe from the East. I want to reassure you, Mr. President, that in Greece we struggle, we fight in every possible way in order to be able to help these people who have come here, examining their cases, the cases where we should grant asylum, always in full respect of human rights. And what we stress on every opportunity, the Greek Prime Minister stresses it, Mr. Mitsotakis, and our Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Dendias, and other ministers, Mr. Mitarakis, Mr. Koumoutsakos, we always stress to the other members of the EU that the problem must be allocated, must be shared, because Greece will not be able to shoulder the burden by itself. Thank you once more. We want to thank Portugal once more, because Portugal participates in such an effort. The understanding between us existed and still exists to a great extent, and we really look forward to your presidency, to your country's presidency in the next semester, that we will take important steps towards this direction. Unfortunately, here in Greece, Mr. President, we have had the unfortunate experience last February and March when Turkey tried to create problems in our land borders along the river Evros, which separates our two countries, divides our two countries, using as a tool the refugees that they tried to push forward. And we were very happy that the heads of European institutions, following an invitation of Greece, came and visited the area and saw with their own eyes what Turkey was trying to do. We are in a very sensitive area on this side, the same way that your side is also very sensitive. And as you said, there are many common elements. Unfortunately, the last 7 or 8 months, we are experiencing an unprecedented aggressiveness by Turkey. In July and August, we had constant, successive, illegal endeavors with Oruç rays, seismic research carried out within the Greek continental shelf, something that created a lot of tension in an area which is always in tension. And as we speak, Oruç rays is sailing in the Greek continental shelf, and Ankara tries to send the message that it contests the conventions, it does not, it puts into doubt the international law, it contests the law of the sea and the inalienable right of Greece to extend its territorial waters from 6 nautical miles to 12. I'm saying this because during this last time we have been experiencing this pressure on behalf of Turkey. And in the last European Council on the 15th and 16th of October, Mr. Mitsotakis put this matter to the other leaders of the EU, saying that we must realize in the end that it is not a Greek-Turkish problem. It is a problem between Turkey and Europe. Turkey is a candidate country for accession to the EU, but it contests and quite often it violates the sovereignty and the sovereign rights of Cyprus, a member state of the EU, but it also tries to contest also the sovereign rights of Greece. That is, a candidate state contests openly the sovereignty and the sovereign rights of two member states of the EU. And of course, the principles and the rights of the EU itself. Because if it does not respect the law of the sea, it shows that it means somewhat differently the settlement of any differences and disputes that exist between the two. And this is something that we have highlighted repeatedly towards the member states. And we have asked Europe for a practical solidarity, saying that if Turkey is not respecting the international right, the international law, excuse me, we will have to ask the European Union to take sanctions against Turkey, because it is not enough to have just statements and declarations. We will ask the EU to take a step further and send the message, convey the message that we all must be able to discuss on the basis of the law and not on the basis of the interests of a state which, based on an Ottoman-style policy, wants to impose its views and disregard the international law and the law of the sea. And this is something that we see not just for Greece and Cyprus. We see what is happening with Libya, Syria, Iraq, and it is tragic to see that Turkey, in order to satisfy its rights, it gives space to jihadists and extreme elements which demand an action on behalf of the EU to limit, to contain these phenomena. Turkey wants to use all these means in order to impose its views in complete disregard to what is imposed by international law and in complete disregard to the interests of the other states. The last example is Nagorno-Karabakh, where we see that there again Turkey tries to intervene and create a destabilization in the area. As a country, Mr. President, we are advancing along these lines, which are based, as I said, on international law. Already, we have settled our sea zones with Italy. We have proceeded to a partial settlement of our sea zones with Egypt. We discussed with Albania. And we will go to the International Court of Justice with Albania to resolve any difference for the settlement of sea zones. As states who believe in international law should do. And we proceed along our policy. But we have reached a point where we believe that non-taking of measures, if Turkey continues along these lines, will be a demonstration of weakness on behalf of the European Union. A major political power as the EU will be weak to impose what is self-evident, respect of international law. So, this is the state of play, the situation in our area. So, beyond the correspondence that we have had, I wanted to raise these issues with you, and I am glad that I was given this opportunity. Mr. President, we will be open constantly to any contact with you, and we would like to ask you if you could inform the members of your committee about this discussion today, about the standing positions of Greece, because we expect a lot from the Portuguese presidency, as I said. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. The confidence that you have on the Portuguese is perfectly justified. We are not only loyal allies of Greece, but also very committed Europeans. You are perfectly aware that the struggle you are facing is on our common borders, and you also have a stake in it. We are also very much conscious that the Greek part has always engaged in this discussion, having international law on its side. And it has been for a long time and a strongly upheld principle in Portugal that medium-sized nations should always side with international law. That's a civilizational common achievement. We are not going to move back from that position of principle. We are also painfully aware that the application of Turkey to join the European Union is now something that doesn't give us much leverage on debating with the Turks. Because after so much postponing, they believe that the European side is not in good faith. So they do not expect to join the European Union in any reasonable horizon. They do need, of course, European help, as much as they can get, but they don't think joining the European Union is a realistic goal. So, after more than 20 years of going around this, or 30 or even more, this leverage is over. We don't have it anymore. On the other hand, they play without any shame with the position they have, holding in their territory millions of refugees. So they do use this leverage against us. And this also shows the need to deal with these issues as the same issue. We are discussing the same issue. We need an European policy towards Turkey, and we need an European policy towards refugees. It's the same, it's very much the same issue. For obvious reasons, Greece has to play a leading role because it's very different to discuss these matters from Lisbon or from Athens. And what we can offer our colleagues, our Greek colleagues and friends, is our loyal cooperation in finding the best options ahead in order to deal with these difficulties. These difficulties, we have to deal them not only with Turkey, but also within the European Union. Because many countries don't see this, the difficulties we are facing related to refugees and related to sovereignty over the Eastern Mediterranean waters as a problem that really does concern them very closely. And they have an egoistic approach. So this thing, this debate, has to be leveled up and has to be dramatized within the European Union itself. As for the rest, I only have to thank you very much for your initiative of engaging in this meeting and this discussion, and I hope you take a positive comprehension of our commitment to Greece and to our friends in Greece and Portugal as a Greek friend within the European Union framework.
we will be very happy if we can invite you to Greece when conditions allow it, and to have a face-to-face discussion when the conditions are appropriate. Just one thought. You are absolutely right that no one can use the European Union to get benefits from it, the funds on the issue of the refugees, etc., and consider that one does not have any obligations but just rights. So with these thoughts, some European member states who cannot understand that what is happening in Portugal pertains to them as well, and what is happening to Greece pertains to them as well, because we are a big European family and we are linked and tied with a lot of common elements. They have to understand it as much as possible. The last terrorist acts in France and in Austria have shown that indeed there are risks for all of us as a whole. Risks from fanatics, risks from jihadists, as I said before, from religious fundamentalism. So I am sure that we will have a constant cooperation. I would like to thank you for your response, for accepting my invitation to have this discussion, and wish to you and your country prosperity. I will inform the Prime Minister and the Speaker of the Hellenic Parliament, Mr. Tasoulas, about our discussion, because you know that we are engaged in a special effort to reinforce our bilateral relations with various countries. As I said, in our immediate priorities is your country, Portugal, and I'm very happy we have had this discussion. Thank you very much, Mr. President. I wish you too, personally, health and safety and prosperity. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Konstantinos. All the best to you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Madam.